WB2 CMS, WB2 CMS. We are listening back, WB2 SET, calling. How are you listening this morning?
CMS Mobile. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Pat. WB2 CMS, W2SET. How are you doing, Pat? I missed speaking to you last week. And I know you're probably off Wednesday. And quite a changeful week for me because I ended up not going to North Carolina last Thursday, and I think I spoke to you Tuesday briefly that morning, I think, but I didn't know what was going to happen with North Carolina. How's the traffic out there? How's the weather? I know we have a line of heavy showers and storms pushing in about a half hour or 40 minutes from central Jersey, but you'll be at work by then, so, but that's the another arm of the storm that's going to be coming in shortly. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Bob, okay, Peter, they just dodged a moving garbage can. Just really left about 2 minutes ago, so I'm just getting underway. And I've been under the weather. I caught a very bad cold and sore throat. And I was really often Friday and I spent the weekend in just resting. Mostly on my back. So hopefully I'm on the upswing, but a cold nowadays, it lasts a good 2 weeks before you're really feeling halfway normal again.
Yes, it's true, WB2CMF, WB2SET. Well, I'm sorry you were under the weather. I didn't know that. And, so I guess you were home Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. I called you, but I guess maybe you weren't on the radio Friday morning, even though you wanted to work, but I might have been a little bit late myself getting in here, but I hope you, you'll go home tonight and, this afternoon and just rest, go to bed early and, get completely over this thing. I guess there are colds floating around out there, but feel better, and I'll tell you more in the next round what happened, but we had a sudden change of plans here with the North Carolina trip. Thank you, Pat.
Okay, Peter. Yeah, Friday I was on, but it was on 440. I usually start out up there. I know it was correctly, so I didn't hear anything on 2. So, but on Friday I was getting the Connecticut frequency at 212 meters, so I changed frequency on that, so that I wouldn't hear as much. So I may just have missed you. But yeah. I'm looking around. So far, I don't see anything down. No trees or anything down. Surprisingly, not flooded. But the rain is—it's just down to a drizzle right now. I know I did hear the winds pick up during the night. I didn't see anything. But it's still dark now when I leave. So I have to see later when the sun comes up. If I get a call from my wife, I know something came down.
Okay, very good, Pat. Yeah, we didn't have any power outages here either. The La Concoma line was down in both directions. And as well as the Monson line was completely down east of Steyock. So you can't get into the Hamptons or anything right now if you wanted to. So there are some other delays and outages in the area. So, we didn't lose power at all last night, so it was good. The wind was blowing probably in the 40 mile an hour range, maybe gusts to 50, but nothing, damaging. And as far as water around Bayville, there was some minor flooding on South Street, but nothing significant. She's around 90 or 91, and so she's in a walker. So they need her Annie's help in making meals and helping her out. So that kind of killed my trip. That didn't cancel until Wednesday evening. And but it worked out as far as canceling. But I was disappointed I couldn't go at the last minute. Thank you. WB3CMS Mobile, W2SET. All right, very good. A slight amount of noise came up in your signal, but it was pretty minimal, and then it was dissipating. Very good. You should have probably been near the 4-inch range when you got to work, but at least 3.5, probably was up to a 4. So I'm sure you're at least 3 to maybe 3.5. And for our area, I think it was the same, about 3.5 here in the area here. Stanford, Connecticut had about 4 inches. So some areas had 5 inches in Jersey mostly. And but yeah, there's one more line coming through in about a half hour that will hit the island, and with some pretty heavy rain and some wind gusts, that will be probably the last part of it. In fact, we'll do the last part of it, and then we'll clear out. Yeah, so I was able to cancel out my flight, and that's better on Delta. They were very good. I didn't take the insurance out this time. It's very unusual. And then they had too much going on in the next 2 weeks. For me to come down next week. I thought, well, I should come down next week. Over the next 2 weeks, and then they're heading back just a couple of days before Thanksgiving, back to San Francisco, where they'll be for a month. So it's just not a good time now. The whole thing was with Lori's baby being born 5 weeks early. That was really the main thing that happened that changed everything. Thank you, Pat.
Okay, Peter. That'd be good. Well, it's too bad about the trip. Well, I don't know. You would have gotten the rain down there, too, I guess. I don't know. But I guess it would be scheduled to happen probably after the first of the year. So I spent the weekend, like I said, not doing too much. Well, I did read this month's QST from cover to cover, which you already saw me get to do. But like I said, I was just not doing much. And on page 96, there's the frequency measuring test coming up this week. And I'm reading it because I usually do it, and my call letters are there. I put myself in the honorable mention in the green box, you know, because the last test I did, every frequency I got better than 1 hertz. It's strange when you're reading an article and all of a sudden you see your own call letters there. WB2CMF Mobile.
Oh, that is interesting, yeah. Oh, for the frequency test, yeah, the, very interesting. Yeah, it's kind of funny, isn't it? It's kind of funny. And, I'll just reschedule for the spring, I guess. I'll delay the trip until April. Or May, you know, when the weather's better. I don't go down. I wouldn't go down during the winter because they can get ice storms down there, and you know, it's not a nice time of year to go down there. I never went during the winter in all the years my parents were there. Once it was New Year's Day or the 2nd of January was the latest I ever stayed. You know, we'd go down for a late Christmas sometimes with my parents and go down around the 28th or 27th and then spend the rest of the holidays there and then come back on the 2nd or the 3rd of January. And then I never went down in February or March. The earliest I ever went down was the end of March for a early Easter or Palm Sunday time, but otherwise it was April. And always in the nicer weather, so we'll just delay it, that's all. And the credits can be used on Delta for a future flight and just pay the difference if there is one, and can fly anywhere in the Delta system. So it was nice what they did. They waived the $200 change fee, and if you explain the situation, they're usually very good about it. Thank you, WBCCMFW2SEC.
W2SCTWB2CMS. I'm glad that they didn't hopefully lose anything, that they were accommodating. They're not always so nice. So how are you feeling anyway? Do you have any treatments coming up, or you won't get a break for a while?
I have a treatment this afternoon. It will be the treatment, I think. Let's see, one. Or the fourth treatment, let's see. I'm trying to think. One, two, three, four. Yeah, this is going to be the fourth treatment, actually. So, I'm a month and a half into it. And so I'm feeling good. Yeah, I had a good weekend. Energy level is good. Appetite is getting better, still below average, but I'm eating okay, just small, you know, just a little bit here and there, and throughout the day. I don't have like three meals. I just eat a little bit throughout the day as I feel like it, and which is the way the doctor said would be better. So, and I'm walking better, you know, it's the way with the healing and going through the stages. So, so it's good. And, I just missed going into the mountains. We were going to go into Asheville where my parents were and spend the day Friday. It was beautiful down there. It was in the 70s and it's gorgeous. But Oh, well, I always like to fall down here in the mountains. Even our little pair of feet, there's still a good ample amount of fur. And I was down here exactly, you know, I've been doing this for the past 17 years or so, Pat. Back to you.
Wow, 17 years. Quite a long time. That's nice, you know, to get into that routine, to be able to do that. Well, I know you like to travel, so, me, on the other hand, I'm tired of traveling. Did it for work for a long time, and I'm glad that I don't really need to do it anymore. So, other than these few vacations, and with the kids still in college, you know, vacations don't come as often as they should. Still got a few more years to deal with that. And I gotta say, you know, so far, you know, I don't see much damage out here. At least not out of Farmingville, Ronkonkoma, you know, like I said, a lot of leaves on the ground, but, you know, I expected to see drains and stuff, and I just don't. The streets aren't flooded, so maybe we lucked out a little bit, you know. I mean, it seemed windy, but like I said, I just don't see any damage that you would expect, other than a few garbage can covers flying around. And I'm pulling up to the 7-Eleven, which is flooded, so I'm going to have to make my way around that. I'll be back in a few minutes. WB2CMF Mojo.
Okay, WB2CMF Mobile, W2SET. Okay, very good. Yeah, you'll have to kind of walk around the flooded puddles in the parking lot, I'm sure, of this there. So, well, I'll be standing by for you and listening here on WB2BL, and see you very shortly. WB2CMF Mobile, W2SET.
I'm not saying MC. I'm waiting for someone to come to the house. This is M2EO. Wanna say hello?
Good morning, Rich. M2EO, W2SET. How you doing this morning? And good morning to you. Hope you're feeling well, and that the winds and water weren't too bad for you down there. We have the suspended service between Farmingdale and Ronkonkoma on the Ronkonkoma line. So it's kind of down because everybody's trying to get into the city, and we got another line of heavy rain and wind coming in here in the next half hour. So, you seen that it took too long. But we did not lose any power here, Rich, and I'm just standing by for Pat to get out of the 7-Eleven. We had a good weekend. It certainly was very nice until yesterday, but it was quite nice. Thank you, Rich. M3O, W2FCT.
I'm on, Peter. I just got a phone call. 2EO.
Okay, Rich. All right. We'll catch you later on. M2EO, W2FCT. WBTCMF Mobile, W2SET. Okay, I'm here, Pat. And Rich came on for a moment there and had a sign out and NTO. So I'm here, Pat. So you got everything all right, despite those big puddles?
Yeah, not really that crowded this morning. And I parked outside because the parking lot is completely flooded. So rather than deal with that, I parked outside. Walked on the sidewalk, nice and dry. And, Richard, you're still in there. Good morning to you. I only have another two or three rounds anyway, so come back in if you want.
Yeah, he had a phone call, and that's why he had a side, so he's on the phone right now with somebody. So, all right, good. Well, yeah, we can park along the road, I guess, and just take the sidewalk, and that's much easier, certainly much easier. So, yeah, not a bad day, going up to about 60 today, so it's not bad. And, yeah, well, that's good. I'm glad you didn't lose power out there. I'm glad you didn't see a lot of damage. They always make it sound worse than it's going to be. They dramatize it. These weather forecasters, a lot of them. And I guess maybe the way things have been, they're more alarmed these days with what could happen than downplaying, I guess. And, that's kind of the philosophy, it seems to me. So, but it looks like a good week, and actually we'll be up about 70 degrees on Friday and 66 on Thursday. And very seasonable for Halloween tomorrow, 58. They're saying 60, so it's very good. And still staying on the warm side of things as long as we can. We turn the corner to November, it's amazing. Thank you.
Okay, Peter. Well, so my first brain's down. I work, no less. Small brains in the road. Anyway, I am in the parking lot, so let me say 7-3 to you. Hope you have a good, somehow it doesn't sound right to have a good treatment, but I hope it goes well. And hopefully I'll talk to you tomorrow morning. I'll listen out for your final. W2SET, WB2CMF Mobile. You have a good day, Peter. 7-3 for now.
Okay, thanks, Pat, WBCCMF Mobile, W2FCC. All right, I'll catch up with you later, tomorrow morning, and then I'll let you know. Yeah, thanks. Well, no, it seems good. I mean, it's just an hour and a half, and so it's a temporary IV, and they take it out, and you're done. And you're in the treatment room for an hour and a half, maybe an hour and 45 minutes. And then that's pretty much it. They have a TV there, and snacks, coffee, and you can take a nap if you want, so, or leave, whatever you want to do. So it's pretty easy to be that way. All right, stay well. Talk to you and have a good day. That's WBTCMF Mobile, W2SET. Take care. Thank you.
I drag my feet, but I'm here at studio. How are you?
All right, Richard. All right, good morning. Just looking. Say hello to somebody out there, see what's going on. I was looking for Charlie. Bumped into him with the handset.
Internship, well, the leather thing. And the cardiac surgery. Do you have any idea what it takes to do that?
I never went to medical school to be a cardiac surgeon, but I have an idea. I worked with a lot of them.
It would take a smart guy with a lot of determination. She talks to him on the telephone at night, and she hasn't seen him in a long time, and I would like to meet him and shake his hand. So let's see if we can try to pull this off. It all depends on how much I get.
I hope that works out for you. I hope you don't cut yourself short there. I don't know what it takes to do a first floor mortgage and an extension on it. I just don't know that much about the reverse mortgages.
I already have one. And then months ago, a seller came in here and said I'm entitled to that money. He came in out of the blue, but we're having trouble getting in upstairs to your place. Once that's done, I'll get the money. That's what he said.
Pulling his Dunkin' Donuts to get myself a coffee before he gets out.
Had coffee early. I'm having some juice, and I use it to take my morning pill. Have to do that.
I found out, seeing of pulling up to places like this, interesting fact, the McDonald's strawberry shake that they make, that smoothie, whatever it is, has no strawberry in it whatsoever. Isn't that interesting?
I know. Everything today is chemicals, and you have to wonder how good it is. But I don't eat it very often. Because that time, once in a while, that's right. I used to go through the drive-thru window when I lived in Whitestone. And I would order a another thing that, what do they call it? With the sausage, egg, cheese on a muffin. What is that called?
Tell me before, the egg McMuffin.
That's exactly right. In fact, nutritionist came up when I was in the hospital. She said, that's okay. That and the coffee, don't drink the orange juice anymore, and don't stay away from the burgers and fries. But she said, egg McMuffin is fine. That was a surprise.
You have any Tylenol on you? I could use a Tylenol. Your sinus headache is still bugging me.
That's what happens this time of year. Everybody gets cold. In fact, I go to my doctor, get a flu shot. I was supposed to go today. But in the wheelchair, I'll get stretched. So I'm going to call him up. You know what the weather is supposed to be for tomorrow?
We're a little faint that time. Can you ask me about tomorrow's weather? As far as the flu shot, we'll never take it ever again. Ever, ever, ever. never should have came up with those stupid things.
I never had a problem. 1 year, out of reaction. Every year, so I never did. I remember dog knew I was ill. She came down here and sat with me till I got over it. Imagine that. I'd imagine you.
Well, I can understand if a vaccine actually helps the majority of the people or if it's really worthwhile, but the flu shot wasn't. Last year, it was only effective 15%. That's 1/5. And some people died, and a lot of people got the flu. So when something is that poorly effective, to me, it just seems like a money-making scheme.
No opinion. All I know is I never get the flu.
They actually used to put, I don't know if they still do or not, maybe they do, they put mercury in there as a preservative. And it's a crime giving kids flu shots with mercury in it. That's counterproductive, but mercury causes neurologic problems.
Good. I never had a problem. The only thing you have to follow is something that says you're not allergic to eggs. Because they use eggs. And I eat eggs a lot, and I have no problem with eggs.
Oh, I love a good egg. Eggs Benedict with hollandaise sauce. That is the best way to have it.
Well, you know, we have a place around here called Massapequa Deli. They make the greatest eggs. Now I'm sunny side up with either bacon or sauce.
Eggs is always a controversial issue as far as cholesterol. There's an entire day's worth of cholesterol in one egg yolk. Can you imagine how much energy there is in an egg yolk?
I thought I had a problem with carotid artery. I had a tour where they go in to you with a and check. Well, the doctor said I was clear. I did not need any stents, nothing. He says it turned out to be indigestion.
So they did a coronary catheterization because of indigestion. But the EKG would have flagged something. They wouldn't just put you right into a coronary angio without something abnormal in your EKG.
So I had a problem, and the doctor said it could either be coronary or it could be indigestion. So he did that on me. He said I was clear. I don't need anything, no stents, no nothing. So he said it is indigestion. A lot of times.
Well, I'm glad you're clear. You know, there's anything about it. If you have an issue, obviously. Problem. But to go through that kind of an invasive, dangerous procedure just for indigestion seems a bit much. But again, that's the only way to rule out a coronary disease, and sometimes it's got to be done.
That's exactly right. My father had that. He was all blocked up, even though he always ate extensively to the nth degree. My father took
genetic. Two patients that I've had, one of them a marathon runner, and he had severe carotid artery disease, and he needed, they put a stent in his carotid artery, and he had hyperplasia, which means that it was getting blocked up again from proliferation of cell growth, and he had, again, another stent put inside of the stent, which to me is absurd. They should have just opened them up and cleaned them out to begin with. And another patient was a professional bicyclist, and he had peripheral arterial obstruction in his legs. So some people, even though he may be the healthiest thing on earth, genetics, you can't overcome it. And on the other side of the coin, people that eat junk all the time, they do fine with no obstruction. It's ironic.
No. The poor in genetics don't know. That's why when I complained about a burning in my chest, he did an antigrade. There was nothing wrong. It was deemed it just indigestion, prescribed medicine. And now would you believe I have nothing? No indigestion, no nothing. It was just a passing thing. Like I say, my father went through. Age 82. And he needed a quad bypass. And he did. So you never know.
What do you do for the indigestion? Take omeprazole or Protonix or something just for a reflux?
I don't remember.
Thank you. to DL Amateur Radio Repeater System.
Zen 2 ZUC, Mobile, listening. I haven't seen you for a while. WQ2QZ.
It's a little more 24 hours. How are you this morning, Al?
Hey, Ron. Just over at my friend's house, working on his computer and his low band radio. Now I'm headed off to do my own chores. Right now I'm in the East Meadow, North Merritt border on Merritt Avenue.
It's good to have a friend like you come and help out. That's nice. I just left the gym in Lynbrook. Going to Elma and back to Pullman Valley Stream. So we're going to hit three different towns.
Good for you. From where you're leaving. That's good to hear. I'm scheduled this afternoon with the FYL to go there. Did you pick up anything at the ham fest yesterday?
I did a fuse holder and a cigarette lighter receptacle to hook up to a power supply so I could plug it in like an air compressor or something like that. I hooked it up yesterday. It worked. I'm not really used to those flat fuses. I'm used to the round glass ones. So I went to an auto parts store and bought some 10 amp fuses.
They used to be bigger. Now they got smaller and smaller as the cars got newer and newer. Now I can try to just got onto the Southern State Parkway and headed south on the Meadowbrook. I bought a MFJ SWR analyzer, you know, that thing that hooks up to your antenna and tells you